Sure, your test immunoscription can. By the Rosh Hashiva continued, Chav Bezel, HTF Shemim, Hey, September 8th, 1985, on Sunday continued.
Generalized one. It means in these matters they are swans, because they are not accustomed to do that. So they are not, they are swanies in these matters. As a matter of fact, some Rishim say that even if it is something that involves a lot of effort, hard work, but if they are accustomed to do it, so then they are memorable, in other words. So Nosh Matzvoni is saying doesn't mean in general they are Atzvonis. In certain areas they are Atzvonis because they are not accustomed to do that. Women are not accustomed to make a search for homes. So Mimele, they are Atzvonis. And if they are Atzvonis, it's not that they are choshed to be Mishakeya. Intentional. Chas v'sholem. But since they are Atzvonis in these matters, so maybe they are likely to rationalize and think that they made a thorough search when the MS they made only a superficial search. So the possibility of being dumb is Now,
as far as I'm not concerned, so then, generally speaking, in the Ha'iseh, the cotton has no memories. But here they have memories, because in the Ha'iseh, they can do the homicide. Now, so that means that in the Rabbonon, so Ktan made the monets. So the question is, the Gemara even says, that only an Nisho and an Eved, the Shifro, are the money to say, at come from Shabbos. When the question is, how far is it from Shabbos? You know, to measure it is, involves a lot of work. But, so suppose Elisha says, he knows that they measure that from Shabbos to Shabbos is up to this point. So she's in a minute, even if she's in a minute. But the cotton is not there. But there it's also only a listen, involves only a listen to Rabbanon. So the cotton should be there. So that's the question.
That by the Chomets, even Ktanim are memor. Why? Because in the rising of the Baumesari, so why by Tchumim the Kotni is not memor? The Gemara only says by Tchumim, so the Mishnah in Suvez, that Chomchen says, that the Kotni, Lachashim is Gabriel, is allowed to testify as to what he observed before in the Baumesari. Because Tchumim, like this, he wouldn't be memo, because it has to be philosophy, it has to be kashrus. So, in other words, if it had involved with the raise, so then a godel wouldn't be able to testify, a godel would just become a mitzvah. A month ago, became a mitzvah. So he would say, well, I remember that 2 years ago, so the rabbi measured the Tchum Shabbos, and he determined that the Tchum Shabbos is up to this point.
So if Tom had evolved in Israel, I said, so it couldn't be God. You say you wouldn't be Nemon to testify as to what he observed the Katnuse, because it has to be Trinose, the Sefer Kashvas. So yes, you would have to be Godel at the time of the observation and be Godel at the time of the testimony. But if you have the fact that whom involves in each other Rabbonon, so a Godel can testify. I remember that the Chochem measured it through Shabbos up to this point, even though it's simply the Kashres, but Lose, he testifies as an observation that was made by him before Vamitz. So, but only regardless, he testifies regardless, but he testifies regardless, then he's not Nemon, even it's only the Rabbon. So why is it so? So he says, I will put a boy highly shrink the tomb on the other cloud, the car in the morning, come on the big as home. So the reason is because a tomb is not in the other. In other words, a cotton in the Rabbonon is Nemon. If it is Biyode, like Tikas Chometz. But if it's not Biyode, then cotton has no Nemones even in Israel. So by Tikas Chometz it is Biyode, he's Nemon. Mashenkin by Tchumim, since it's not Biyode, he's not Nemon. Except when testifies, regardless as to an observation that was made to happen. Anyway. This is case Veshit, that Noshim Vavodim generally have the same mnemonics as Anoshim. Only certain matters that involve Tirche Yisele, so then there is a Choshe of Bididome. So the Achoshe Yishakir, not intentionally, Chasim Shol, but Bididome, maybe they'll rationalize and they'll be mishakir sincerely with good intentions. Something that requires tircha dele, and it is something that they are not accustomed to do. So maybe they are tzvonious in these areas. So maybe they have no mnemonis. If it had involved in the rising. But, by the Eschomet, the Anemon, because it only involved in the Rabbah, because with the rising, it about the sun. That's one ship for ship. But that appears to be the predominant ship. That's mentioned by Tisvez, by the Rashbun, it was Bais, by the Chidusha Rashbun, Hun, I think Hun that used. By the Rambam, it's mentioned by many Rishonim that she is. But there are other sheets. But the Shulchan Aruch passed its tradition. The Shulchan Aruch passed its tradition. Now let's see in Shulchan Aruch. It's even Kuf Chof Zayin. Sim Gimu, the Ramos says, Beholheche be Ischase, the Dover be Ser, the Intevel Chichas Boss of Shem Rikers, Enoid Nemno Latire, Ellen King Yoder Isaki. Die Mäuse kamen bis zu sich, Acha Shalisa, Acha Shalater, נמון ראית לימה על זה את הבריז. ועודו נמון על שלי עטוריך את משחז את ישראל. Then he says, "Beisho nemenes bariseh lim altikanti ram telekoimia beisho." But it's not only the ram; it's the ram, it's the rabbo, it's the ramban, it's the rosh. Vidakke, but he mentions one exception. Vidakke bivadais ki giniko vosho bechadimah, avol bisoti. שמו אין כניסה, כדי שצריכו לבורר דודים מי מתהיר, או איסה שיש בהזדודים לרוקר, אין מישהו נמנס, ואישהו די תוקעו לרוקר. So, the Shach says, וכן דובו שיש בהתהיר, אין אנושים נמונס, דינושים עצרון יסה, וכדי קוסמו התזס, וכן קיבלתי שאין אנושים נמונס על מיקו האחריים, כאילו חומיוצה וצריכה יסה ממנו, ומפני עצרוסו מויפש פשו. So in the חלק, אחריים לטיבלס, תירכה מסעירה, so נושים הנפלמונס. Why? Not because נושים אכשידס לשק לחס לשולם, intention, but since it involves an unusual tirche, and they are not usually involved in that kind of niko, in the nikra acharayim, so maybe they are likely to rationalize. They are likely to rationalize, and sincerely believe that they may a thorn equal, when in fact they made only a superficial equal. So, that's the same, but the same thing, so it doesn't only, so it's the same thing, whether something that involves tirche, so women might rationalize and make a mistakenly think that they did it well when they did it not thoroughly but only superficially, and the same thing Sophic when the Shemorim Kamisea Kigen Shitzricho Libore Adon May Miteri, even though that does not necessarily involve such tirche, but since she knows some dogim are tearing and some dogim are tmeiring, so she might make a superficial inspection and sincerely think that she really sorted out the Torah. So at the same time, what did he do? Now, the Shach says, Niku Noshim, and Moniz Ramo says, Nad Nikra Acharayim, because Nikra Acharayim in Chotir Chayisam too. As a matter of fact, today in America, in this country, in Israel, we are not a chilek acharayim, but I'm for it. But here in America, we don't use the hand for it altogether. Why? Because for the same reason that the Shach says that Noshim are not involved in that, so maybe they might rationalize, so it was decided in America by the Rabboni, about 80 years ago or more, by the Rabboni, a big Rabboni in America, that in America you don't have the ideal shochtim nor in the Beit Din who are involved in making such a Torah Niko in the hindquarter. So because of that, it was adopted that we don't use the hindquarter, we sell it straight to the goyim, for the same reason, because the niko of the hind quarter involves a very meticulous inspection. So even the days of the Shah, so when a Noshim were relied upon, but Noshim couldn't be relied upon because they were not involved in that area, and that required a very meticulous inspection. So there was a kshoshe. Maybe there will be the dome. And because Noshin by the Kalis. So mele, the anatom. But generally, the anisho has the same mnemonic nisur in the anisho. Except in certain areas where we are cheshish for the didom. Maybe mistakenly. They'll think they made a thorough inspection when in fact they did not make the thorough inspection. That's the sheet of faces, the Rashbo, the Ramban, the Ram, the Rosh, but it's not the only sheet of shame. The predominant sheet of shame. But there are other sheets. Now, the Rabba merely mentions five different sheets. But among the five different sheets, this sheet is also mentioned. This is the predominant sheet. But the Rabba merely mentions five different sheets. In respect to the mnemonics of the Nisho in Israel. According to all the Shittas, a Nisho is certainly a mnemonic in Israel if it's not Yitzchazik. The various Shittas are only in the case of Yitzchazik Israel and beyond. Now, if it's Yitzchazik Israel and beyond it, so even a Nisho is not mnemonic. But if this is Chazik Yisurei, and it is Yodei, so Nish is definitely Nemon, so according to the predominant Shias Rashi, and Nisho is also known as accepting something that involves my usual Tirche, in which they are not involved. But, so then there is a Shoshan, maybe sincerely they will be Nishad. Unintentionally they will be Nishad. Will be Nidome. But there are other sheets. Now let's see the various sheets that the Rabbi Meir mentioned. Mentions five different sheets, but each one of the five different sheets is mentioned by other Rishonim in other places. In Shinin Kubeses, in Ksuvis Batayim Reis, in Shinin Kubeses, in Ksuvis Dat Chof Ches, by Rishonim in Chum Dat Yud, but here in Tzochin, the Mir is the only Rishon who really gives an exhaustive account of the various sheets of shame in respect to the mnemonics of Noshi in Israel. Right. So the first sheet is the first sheet that the Avitvo Yisuvis that I invade also mentions. So is lechumre that neither Noshi nor Avodi, not only Avodi, but even Noshi, have mnemonis nisuri only if it's not his halos. But if it is his halos, neither Noshi nor Avodi have any mnemonis nisuri, even if it's the other. Some mele. Taisa says, Maisin the Chodei, that Noshi are involved in Niko Achele Vahid. So these Roshim say that Cholekidi, in other words, we could not rely on Noshi in respect to Niko Achele Vahid. So he says, El B'yesh Mehem, Neitim Lidaze, Achikosu al Vimaise, שיצמחים על אנושים בדובר שהורס עד בייסותיו ומיאטו אלמוני סלמיקו ובוסו נחיל ונגיד וכן בתיקון הטבע וכמו שאומרו במסכת כסובס אילו יצא שלוי בקסובה מחילוסי שאיני מיוסיה ושאיני קיצו לחלה ומשמשס ומשמשות מוסי נידו. Alright, so the reason she just mentioned that we didn't mention the riot from the Gemara and the Sefer HaFeis, but that riot is no riot, the contrary, that the Sheikh is saying, from the Gemara there is a riot to the contrary, but I don't want to spend the time going over the Gemara. But if you want to look it up, so you'll see that I'm basic. So there is one Sheikh Sefer HaFeis, that Noshim Ba'avodim Me'lochaname Ha'om Ne'mones in Yisroel, if it's not his Hazik Yisroel. But if it is Hazik Yisroel, they are not Nemon, they are not Nemones, even if it's the Yodom. So then you ask, Maisi L'choyei, that they are Nemon or Miko. So these Rishim say, that Shaloi Kiri, Maisi L'choyei, Shaloi Kiri, all right, of course. So it's Shaloi Kiri, because we see that the cloud is oil has relied on the Miko of Yashim, right? But that a certain Shita Sarashim. And the Ritvo in Ksuves, that Haim Beis mentions that Shita, and the Ritvo rejects that Shita. All right. And these Rishayim say that a woman has only mnemonis in Yisurim in the case of his Chazik Yisurim, even if it is Yodei, only by Nidah, because there is no Zakosu, he sought for all the Asher. But in other Yisurim, if it is Chazik Yisurim, even if it is Yodei, she has no mnemonis. Oh, but if it is not Chazik Yisurim, let's say, Dikas Tiloim, Shabi Yerokes, whom Nisha Lehuza Beisa. So there is that's one shita. Then there is another shita, the Yesh Neitin Lidas Acheres. Lema Sheba Avodim Uktanim Adim Ki, Avar Noshim Avnisateir Anemonis, Veru Yehutzlichu Lema Kan, Himiu Rabonon Vida Rabonon, Elu Mpnei Avodim Uktanim, Honoshi Nemoni Sadi Shalteh. In other words, then there is a second chite that Noshim had the same Nemonis as a Noshi, without any exception. And even in something that involves unusual tirch, in which they are not involved, still Noshim had Nemonis. Even though it is Chazik Yisroel, as long as it's Yodom, it's not Yodom, so a Nish doesn't have Nemonis either. But briefly stated, Vishike holds that Noshim had the same Nemonis as a Noshim without exceptions. Without exceptions. So then the question arises, why did the Gemara say that the reason is why they are Nemon? Because with the eyes of people are on the side. So, Gemara says it on account of Ktanim and Avodim. Ktanim and Avodim. So, Ktanim, of course, are not Nemon in the Raisi, and Avodim are not Nemon in the Raisi if it's Chazik Sue. Ktanim, if it's not, it's Chazik Sue. But Avodim, if it's Chazik Sue. So, Gemara mentions in the Raisi of Al-Masadi on account of Ktanim and Avodim. But insofar as Noshim are concerned, we don't have to resort to Midraisi Bidu Baal Masad. So in other words, according to the second Shite, that B'yei Shmeitim Midas Acheres, Lema Shibavodim Uktanim Adin Keim, Avo Noshim Av Yisateiro Nemonis, V'yitzruchu Lema Kanu Yiyu Rabonon Bil Rabonon, Elom Pnei Avodim Uktanim, Ho Noshim Nemonis Av Bishel Teiro, Avishal Teiro, and that's the Shite of the Sefer HaShmone, and the Michton, it's the second Shite. So in other words, the second Shite is the other pole of the first Shite. The first Shite is that Noshim have no Nemonis altogether by his Chazik Yisroel. But, and the second Shite is the they have total emunas, total full emunas, like an ocean, and even in something that involves a great deal of heart. So that's the second thing. Then the Yeshkan Dash Rishish Mitzarif Moem is Avodim Masharo Bishrike Shahavod Kenosh, because the Mishnah Chum says the Nevet Keshach. So he has a monist. Vapay Pirshu Shema Shavuch Lokolim Akan Nu Rabbonim Bid Rabbonon Akitiras Noshim Rabbonim Ki Mipnei Sheyesh Bidikas Chomitz Dereach Yeliseya the biggest school in Zoki, the Shadow called Vlitis, the Lema Homer, the whole in Zoki Heche, whom Tirkach, your Moish, and because in the Rabbonu, in the Sinclair. The third sheet, that's the predominant sheet. There's the sheet of Tesis and the Rajbo, and the Rosh, and that's the sheet of the Ramot Pastens. In other words, the general Noshim have mnemonis, Noshim and Abodim have mnemonis. Even if it is Chazak Sore, as long as it's blood. But there are certain exceptions. What exceptions? Something that involves unusual feeling. So that's the Dashish. Then the Yesh Machrim, now the fourth Shita that the Rabbanan mentioned, she called she rose like the Yisatero, in Yochel Akvisho, in an emanet, ki in Vikas Chomet, she apimotso Chomet, אין כאן הכחושי שאפשר שבודקו וחומץ להחכים בו אוי שלו בודקו יופי יופי ומתחכך וצחכנו בו לטעם רבונו ורבונו אבו ניקו גיד וחילד הרי הכחושו מצויו אם נישה שום חילד גיד וחילים הפוסחה למסיורו שנשאלנו היכה מיומי איתנו סוב ואימום לא פלאים תיקן לי אפשר להכחישו ואם שתאים להולך מוזיאם לדרומות בציפור שיטה. נא, לפורט שיטה so is mentioned by the Ritfen Tzohan mentions the Shishin and that Shishin is that if it is Chazik Yisrael. But it's the other, now of course it's Yisrael is not the other, so it may not be the but if it's Yisrael is the other, and it's the other, so then it depends. If it is something that could be verified, and in case the Yisha doesn't say the truth, so then it can be shown that she doesn't say the truth, so then she has the mind. And that's the reason as to why and Mishikuya Senuk Amne woman Nikuragi Vahe. So according to the first sheet day, shall we give him an honor? We cannot be sent the first sheet day. No, but these are Shane says, I see the whole name we are saying. Even though it's Hazak Israel, but it's Yodom. So we rely on the testimony of Noshim in regard to Nikuragi Vahe. Why? Because over there it can be verified. The male initial is more thought because she knows she will not rationalize because she knows if she hadn't been meticulously careful in being in Akia, the Gina Moshe or the Chelev, so then it will be found out. You check it. Some male. They are more careful. They like to rationalize. But if they feel that they will not be checked, but if they know that they can be checked, then they are not disposed to rationalize. So that's why they are memorized by Nikra Agitachel. Masha'in Kei, by Tikas Chometik, it can be the right thing. So you couldn't verify it. Suppose. Could you contradict them? Suppose a woman says she made a thorough search, then you'll make another search and you'll find a piece of chomets here, a piece of chomets there. So that will not show that they are not truthful because they'll be able to say, oh, that chomets, I mean, they'll sincerely say that, that chometz was brought over by an animal, by a squirrel, by a child, after we made the search. So the children brought in pieces of bread into the house. So in other words, it cannot be contradicted. So if it had been the right say, so by Dobo, that is Chazik Yisure, and it cannot be contradicted, so then they wouldn't have the moment. But if Adib Achele, so they can be contradicted, so then they have the moment. This is the fourth. Then, the Yesh Machrim Yidas Acher, that's what I mentioned before. Shilisho Nemenes in Surin or Gil, Kidiniko Boso, the Aphosis Hale, Maisa Binide, Aromashe Editoria, Kidin, Dikas Homets in Morish in the Rabbonan in the monastery. In other words, that's the Shite that is mentioned in Chidamukbetes in Suvis, that oppress in the name of Shite Nishono. So they say, I think that Shite Nishono has reference to something that involves a greater soul. But let's say, like Nikor Agib Achir, so there are certain Nikorim that involve it. Let's say Nikor Acharai. So the Shach says in Machanam, the Shach says that Nikor Acharai, they're not in their mnemonis, only in the other parts of the behemoth, the mnemonis, that does not involve such meticulous effort. But these are Shidin Shona says that if it is something in which they are ordeal, so then they are not kosher, then they will not rationalize, because they are involved in that kind of work. So, like Nico Bosso on a process, how am I saying, even if it involves meticulous care, and that animation is needed also. The reason why the woman is the menace in Nido, sometimes looking at the Bdike also involves a lot of meticulous care, to determine whether it's reddish or not reddish. So a woman is the menace. Why? Because they are royal. I mean, they are more royal in that than anybody else. So mele, there is no choshe or kibidome. That's the shite of the shite nishon. So that's the pitch. Now, this is five shites that the Aramir and he and Tzochenech. Now, then, the Mire mentions the Yerushalm, the taste mentions here. And by mentioning that, because it's interesting, the Aramir explains the Yerushalm in the opposite way of Thesis and Darvish. What does Thesis say? Thesis says the Shite, the generally Noshi have the same mnemonis as a Noshi. In his Chazik Yisurei, if it be not. But there are certain exceptions, like Dikas Chometz, if it can involve the Yerayse, they wouldn't have mnemonis. Why? Because Aswan Yisrei, Kimuchar B'Yerushalm, something that involves great effort, so they're not mnemonis, because they are choshev lishakei or b'shevi, not the basic chazishon, but b'shevi. So Teisa says, Kimuchar B'Yerushalm. Now, what's the Rosh of B'Yerushalm? Here, in the first period of Zohar. Uvitalud Amayrov, Omu al Sugi Zu, Les Kanoshim, Mitech Shein Atronis, Beitkis Kol Shein, Beitkis Kol Shein. So, how does Thesis explain it? Because in other words, that the reason that Yerushalmi itself is the Kash. Why do we say that Noshim Anemon to say it was Nifdal the Bais? Because in the Raisa Bibit of Baal Masak. But even if it hadn't been sufficient bibitubhava. Let's say we know Divanatmivati. Let's say we know Divanatmivati. So then, this should also be named on the notion to say that they obey the Yahamas, because they have mnemonics. So the Yoshalmi says, Les Kanoshi, Mitechshin Atsloni is, Beitkis Koshi. Beitkis Koshi. So Tishdes and the Rosh and the Rashbo, they all explain the Yoshalmi in the sense that the reason as to why we have to resort to the town of Midrash and the Baalmasai. But if it had involved in Reisen, it wouldn't be the Monais, because this is an exception, because it involves a lot of Tirche. So Mele, there would be a possibility, maybe they'll think they made a Torah search, when in fact they didn't make a Torah search. That's how it is in Rashbo and the Rosh explain Yosha. Yer himself explains it in the opposite way. In the opposite way. And the Arav Amiri apparently he mentions five shittes, and he, apparently he himself agrees with the fifth shitta, that noshim, so anmonis in something that Noshim anmonis in Isuri, in something that is Chazek Isuri, and Biode, only if it's Idovo Horogim, something in which they are involved, but something that they are not involved in, so if it's Chazek Isuri, they have no mnemonis. So he says, so yisho nemenes bi yisurim o agiri, ki niko boso veatros eschale umayser benide, avo ma sheini todia, ki kemptikas chomets umole shumid rabonon, ein mnemonis bi, because it is chazik yisurei, and they're not holding them. So mele there is a possibility of bididome. They'll say they made a good search, even though they did not make it all search. So then the Yerushalmi says, so the only reason as to why the Gemara says that they are Nemon because in the eyes of people about the Sahih is because it involves the Rabbah. So even though they're not formulating that kind of work, they are also Nemon. They are also there. So the Yerushalmi says, one mandoma says in Yerushalmi that by Dikas Chometz we don't have to resort to the rice and bit of balmasaki. And Noshim Anemonis, even if it had involved the rice. Why? Because Noshim is a strange chat, just the opposite of the chat by all other sheep. Inasmuch as Noshim Atzlonis Yehem, and Dikas Chometz involves a lot of Tirche, so even though they are not talking in that kind of work, but they are more conscientious, because they know themselves, they know their weak spots, they know that they are Atzlonis. So mainly they are determined to make it all a job. Because they know that people will, form an impression of them on the basis how thoroughly they make the search upon it. Some melee, and they know their weaknesses, they know that they are Swanis, and some melee they are determined to make a meticulous search. So that's how he explained it. Uvitalmid amayrov omgal suyezu les kanoshi. Mitich shenatzlonies beit kis koshay v'ikar apirush beit les kanoshim kelema lo yutzachnu lehachshir dikoso mitam ze shemitich shenatzlonies beit kis koshay rosolema. So Tesis explains beit kis koshay, they content themselves with this superficial search. Oh, but he says, Rosalima, Aesom the Lachtum the Matum. So they made the search slowly, carefully. They know they have a reputation as being lazy, so they want to prove their efficiency. So they dafke, Lahachas the men, so they dafke, make a very meticulous search. So even if they want the battle, even if the owner of the Chometz of the Bais wasn't the battle, it was involved in the Reise, so that Mandoma, that Amir in Yerushalmi says, Noshem Amimonis. Noshem Amimonis. Osoina, Eisom Elachtom Bimatum, Veinon Trudis Basokim Acherim, Ubeit Kis Kolchein, Osoina, Bechol Kichon Yofi Yofi. So where do we find that Kol Shein means Yofi Yofi? With Luke, Kol Shein means superficially. So he mentions another Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, in the same period, says Lomo Leiraneir. So what does the Gemara say? Because Eiraneir is Yofi Ledike. Yerushalmi says the same thing, but uses another expression. Lomo Leiraneir mitnei shaneir beidi Kol Shein. So what is new culture there? Yofi Yofi. So here, Mknesha Tronisien, so they are aware of their weaknesses, so they make sure to make it Dike Yofi Yofi, to make it slowly, you know, slowly but surely. So Mmele, even if it had involved the Yeraisi, they would be the ones. That's the nearest shot. And then he says, Vieshmi Foshim Eisi Behefech, Vein Vivrein Klum, Behefach means Tesis Pshat, the Rav Pshat. But he says, Vein Vivrein Klum, Tesis Pshat in Yerushalmi is not good. So, just the opposite of Tesis. It's interesting. All right, then. That's the five Shittas. But the predominant Shitta is the Shitta of Tesis. And that's the third Shitta that the Harav Amir mentions. Now, all right. That will be enough for today. Now, I told you to be prepared up to the Gemara Dafei on the base, the two dots. But for tomorrow, so I assume that you went over the Gemara up to Tamarabha. And then, so for tomorrow, you should go up to the Gemara of Davor on Dalet, up to Omar Abdul Omar, Hameti Chomet Gibesi Viyonte, Kifel of the Sakli. In other words, that's the second big line in Davod Omud Aleph.
Psachim Vav Vav Shosheva Chav Gimel Elohi Tov Shemem Hey, September 9th, 1985 on Monday.
One Abaye, first Abaye was whether Maski Lai Chaveva Bosa or Mili Dikar Maski Vela Seicheya. So that Spinor was patient. It all depends whether Nisir Samachtiach took place before the beginning of the 14th day or not. If the Mishel Samtiach took place before the beginning of the 14th day, then the Chayv is Chal on the Sechir. But if Mishel Samtiach took place after the beginning of the 14th day, so then when the Chayv took effect, it was Chal on the Masa. This is the first Abaye, so you know it was definitely patient. Then the second Abaye is Hamas Kabayis Hadir Baboso, Kosin Bodu Koyin has Kosin Bodu. So here it's not so clear whether the Mor is patient or not, but the Ram says that even though the Mor had the Shakuritari, but since it's Ishayim and the Rabbonon, some Mele and Rab Nachman by Yitzchok was disposed at the very beginning to say that from the Braise it's a Raya that it's Chaskosi Roduk, so Mimele we pass that Chaskosi Roduk. Here is the third Abaye. Hamaskia Bayez Lachadeire the Cheskas Roduk Umotze Sheini Roduk Ma, Mi Habekim Echwe Eloi, Toshma. Yomar Abaye, Loi mi boye be asre doya be agre u botkei, di michle mi nishikim mi tzen gubei, elati u be asre, di ya be agre, u botkei, di michle mi klinish, mi kime mi tzen yomei. Now let's see the Rashi. מי אבן הקחתורס? ולמבוע שיח אל ארז הבא, על די הלילי סוף, אילי נעלו כך שחר, ונתנאי שלום וקאי אומר לעזר. So, the masconi is that it's not in the cactus, not only in a place where they don't pay to a person, to a worker, to be bathed. Then, of course, Michal Yunish Nikiyo needs to be goofy. But even if they, it is customary in that town to engage a person to be bathed, so here we could say, since it was rented out, the Cheskas Boduk, so that's an important detail, the fact that it's Boduk, and that he, that if it's not so, if it wasn't good deck, so the whole Mekach is Mekach Toyes, that means there was what? No, we don't say that. Because Michal Limish that you know, it's in your name. So, even though it was mentioned in the agreement that it was Nidek, but we don't consider that the Vika is a conditio sine qua non, without which it's not being granted. Because the every Jew is interested in being the kind the mitzvah of picking himself, even to spend money on it, even when he has to pay a worker. So, some of the shame say, only when it's the wood, not if it involves a big sum of money. A big sum of money, because there is a demore. The Miri mentioned that, more further. Yom Kippur, just before the Mishnah. Kika b'tinochosh, soy chodel heitzio ein soy, b'gupi atrefu rabonon, b'momeyri atrefu rabonon. In other words, when, if it's necessary to engage someone who acts like a magician, who is able to manipulate that the nochosh should throw out the kika from its mouth, so then he doesn't have to pay money. So normally after four abono. So what here the Gemara says Michal Linish, the Mabit Nisimon Mene, so while after Abonon, if every Jew is willing to spend money, so the Chachamim should be Mechaibe, if he's willing, that's the thing he wants. He's yearning for him. So the answer is, over here, it is Baldur of a Muet. Ramamir said it. So Mele is Nihilish. Mashain came to pay a Chaber, you know, to take her, to manipulate him. That he should, that the Nochosh should throw out the Kikia. You have to pay him a big fee, a relatively big fee. So then we like the full level. Alright. Anyway, so that's what you must. Now, Loini boy, Yahweh Akhil Achim, Batkel, Kolish, Nishkes, they say, we want some money make a toy, the Munis, the Ashin, Body, Police, and say, hey, the Baden Yahalinish, the men who need to pay, the Nana, the Arroy, Body, Koyam, and Yahamika, and a few of us, and then they told me, the only scale, baking, Kolish, they say, the Kahasha, the song, Tis, Hakaroche, the Yoda, the Esmer, the Body, we have other day, the Nihalin. Weil die Gehörde bei ihm schluss Achide, der Aschabese Achide, die Spire, meine, even though he's Chesea, so he's saying he's Chesea not because he wasn't with him. He changed his mind. He doesn't want to rent the house. So he's using that as a pretext. So it's not the real motive. Right. Now, Hamaskia bias like a beer, one small taste. Hamaskia bias like a beer, the Cheskashi Baruch. Miral Rashbo, that's the Rash. Rabishish, Ibishlish also I. Ibabo also, our Maskia living. So Taisa says, the Ram is Chelik. But Taisa says, as in the Apostle, that the whole of life, and then Maskona of the Mori is, it's not in the Kachtoes. So the whole Abaye and the Maskone that it's not in the Kachtoes has reference to a case where he was Maski Abaye Slechabeire on the 13th. So Mika Adin, whose responsibility is it to be raised? The Maski also the Sefer. The Sefer, the Sefer Sefer, in other words, as long as the Messiah is not there, and the Messiah Samateach, according to Taisa's Shite, so even the Messiah Samateach did not take place before the beginning of the 14th. But if he made it in Chazokah before the beginning of the 14th, so he certainly, so the Sefer has the responsibility. According to the Ram, the Magid Mishneh, so, the Messiah Samateach is important if he made it in Chazokah. But we are talking in such a case where if there was Messiah Samateach, some melee in such a case, where the Messiah, if it was granted on the 13th, so that means when the chiyuv took effect the evening of the 14th. So, upon whom did the obligation of Dike become incumbent? Upon the Seich. Even we say, even though the Maskir, when he rented the house to the Seich, so he rented it again, the Cheskas Baruch, it's not in the first. Because after all, it's not a conditio sine qua non. Because after all, whose obligation is it? Essential, the Bdikin. Whose obligation? The Seicher's obligation. Because it was rented before the 40. So Mele, even though we'll have to spend this small amount of money, okay, it doesn't matter. After all, he'll spend the money because it's his obligation. Mashain came, it was rented on the 14th in the morning, early morning, he rented the house to the Seychelles. Every day, the king gave him a day. And he made it king of Hagot. So Mele, so upon when the Chiyuv Dike arose, the evening of the 14th, the night before, upon whom was it Chal? It was Chal on the Maskir. Upon Chal on the Maskir. And in the Maskir, when the Maskir rented out the house to the Seychelles, so he rented it out to Cheskas Boruch. So we should say, it's not in the Kachtores, why? Michli Linnish, the Medivism of Mele. Does that mean, I mean, that every Jew is such a tzaddik that he is ready, you know, to even to spend money in order to be kind mitzvahs for other Jews? Such a mafreig, I mean. So every Jew has to be a big tzaddik, I mean, ready to do the mitzvahs, b'dike, of the other Jew. Whose mitzvah is the b'dike? The master's mitzvah. The master's mitzvah. And the master told him, I mean, the Cheskas Boruch. So the master told him it is Boruch. So we should say, well, he's eager. That wasn't an important condition. Because he's willing to the mitzvahs. He's willing to the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs that are incumbent upon me, I'm willing to do, but why should I be willing to do the mitzvahs that are incumbent upon anybody else? I mean, so in other words, Tesis Lora seems to be very mistaken, Tesis Lora. Very mistaken. Very mistaken, Tesis Lora. We cannot say in the Chalunish, in the mitzvah Romene, in the case where the mitzvah was primarily incumbent upon the master. And the master told the Seicher he was bailing. Now, so we say, this was not an essential point, an essential condition in renting the house. Because after all, Mitzvah and Mitzvah never mitzvah, you didn't know me. Fine, my limit. Michal Rinesh, you see, a Jew is ready to put up mitzvahs in his house and just to go and buy mitzvahs to put them up in his house. But when can say that every Jew is ready to buy mitzvahs to put up in his friend's house? Such a madrige. Such a madrige. So, that's what they should say. And it seems to be a scholarship. A scholarship. But the Ram is Chayu can be this. Nero Rashbot Mishkesh Osaraya, in the Rosa La Maske Lili. Now, look, there is an alley. That Hagoya is from the Moshe Shpira. So, Achodav, because of, no, it's in base. A masculine, in base. Kosoleima, Vim Irish is still in the Yem Yudale, with the Lyrish and the Yudale, Hoya Bais Mamish Cheskas Maskia, in China, Dikim Teles or Maskia, the Roma skin, Hoka, Niko, Nish, the Dino, Nishi, Gupe, the Hindu Romane, how I have Dikim Teles or Fowl, or a mask in the Hoya Nish. I mean, it seems to be sculpture. All right, but let's see what it comes. Bahir Mamu, the Hia Marino, the Niko, the Nish, Haina, the Nia, the Habit, the Toys. Aber Schlumme Boy, then he mentions that the Shita Rambam. The Rambam says that even though it's Michal Elinish and Elvis Mamene, so that means it's not a Mechatois. It's not a Mechatois. But he still, the Seichaya can still demand, legally demand. He can go to Besdin and enforce it through Besdin that the Maskia should reimburse him for the money he had to pay to a worker to rebuild the house. Let's say he has to pay $1 to a worker to rebuild the house, so he can demand that the Maskia should reimburse him that $1. True, the Gemara says, Michele Vinishe Mevet Mitzvah. Fine, but why should he spend his dollar? After all, the master agreed. In other words, he said that it's the Cheskas Godel. So we say it's not to make a choice that he should be able to behave there and say, I don't want there was fraud in this agreement, in this lease. And maybe I'm not taking the house, even if you are reimbursing me. I'm still not. So, that we don't say. But, we don't say Michal Rish, to such an extent that he shouldn't even be entitled to demand that the master reimburse. That's a Ramban sheet. But the Rams, and that also seems to be very mistaken. But the Ran is chilek and the Ran also. The Ran is chilek and the Ramban also. Achei Mamu, the Chiamrin and Michal Eline, Haya Eline, we have the Chitoes, Abo Shlume Boy, Vanye Meir, Loiki Yivreze, the Loiki Yivreze. So, the Ran is chilek and they says, and is chilek and the Ramban. Eel the Ran. So, there is a very big chiddush in the Ram. Very big. If the Ram, Yochel Apoch has agreed with the sheet of the Ramban, then we can understand very well as to why he's saying this. Because once we accept the sheet of the Ramban, so that means that the Gemara doesn't mean Michal Yimish Levin Mitzvah Nomeni, that he has to sustain monetary laws. The reason is not only that he cannot say there was fraud, it was in a choice. But a monetary loss he doesn't sustain, because the master would still have to reimburse him the dollar, let's say, that he has to pay the worker to be paid. So maybe we could understand the reason as to why the Ram is saying this. What is this for? This is for the years that in case when it was rented out, let's say Erev Pesach in the morning, Nadir Gimel, some Mele Bechil was Chal on the Maskia, so it's his responsibility to be paid and to spend money on paying the worker to be paid. So, some Mele, we cannot say Michal Yunish, the Medivisno Mele, it's not a Metachlis. It is a Metachlis, we can say. After all, this was a very essential condition. In other words, that he shouldn't have to pay for doing that, which is the master's responsibility. And the Ram says, no, even though the master says responsibility to pay, to liquidate. But after all, the sikha is not going to sustain monetary loss anyway. So only he'll have to pay the worker. He'll have to lay out the money to the worker. But then he'll get it back from the master. So even though he will be doing the mitzvah that was incumbent upon Maskia, it's still a collision of Maskia, because he's not sustaining any monetary loss. So, if the Ram had agreed with the Sheikh of the Ramban, then there would be cogent logic in the Ram Shite against Stacy. But he is helping us, said the Ram. So he said, don't think that I'm really contentious because I agree with the Ramban now. I'm really contentious in spite of the fact that I'm really and the Ramban too. I'm still really contentious. What's the logic of the Ram? He's really and the Ramban Shite. So that means, and he's really contentious too. So that means that according to the Ram is a good chiddush. It's striking. In other words, that Nichol Elinish and every mitzvah momeni go so far that he is even ready to sustain monetary loss. Let's pay it out. What's the story? Apparently, the Ram holds that the material of the every Jew is so high on him that he is even willing to sustain monetary loss. But I mean, as long as he don't work, as the Aram is, of course, if it involves $100, so then the Aram would say it. But as long as it involves only the work, so a Jew is ready even to spend the $1 in order to do a mitzvah, even though the mitzvah is the obligation primarily of somebody. The reason is why, I mean, I see that Jews in Chicago are so reluctant, you know, to spend money on mezuzahs, extra mezuzahs, and they are all willing, you know, to take up the mezuzahs from the old house. I mean, I have a lot of trouble. They don't leave me alone. I tell them that you're not allowed to knock out the mezuzah. If a goy is not going to move in. Because the Gemara in Bar Mitzia mentions a very severe einish for anyone who knocks off the mezuzah when he leaves the house. And my father was a very big makdir. So I don't think that Abbas Yisrael assumed such dimension that we have to forego and certain things because a Jew wants to save the kiddush. So I have so much trouble from these people. I mean, they argue and then they go to somebody else, and if somebody else holds us in them, so they go to a third party until they find the law who gives them their money. And find you. So I mean, that's contrary to the moral. We have a wish. They never need to remain in according to the Ram. Even if it is the mitzvah is incumbent primarily upon another Jew, the answer is because that's only regarding the mitzvah. But mezuzahs now, unfortunately, it's not about it. But it's about mezuzah, especially if you want to find a good mezuzah, some melee, so to such an extent, even the Ram didn't say. But the Ram Shiti is that Nichol Elinish Mevutz Momene implies that the Jew is even ready to sustain a monetary loss as long as it's Dovah Moed in order to do the kind of mitzvah, even if the mitzvah was not primarily incumbent upon him, but the mitzvah was primarily incumbent upon us. Right. Bei mir in der Leuke, die wir sehen, die Leuke, die wir sehen. Er will be in Dauer das Kind. Und ich mache, not like Jesus. body for Tzeri on the morning of the 14th. And then it turned out that it wasn't Bodhu. Umishmochen Mistam Rodoma the Cheskashe who Bodhu. Mistam Stume, that way. Mistam Stume. The Cheskashe Bodhu. The Reboil Mechashu Sveke Divine Real. Maskir Bain Gidalet. The Cheskashe Bodhu. Oye Cheskashe Bodhu. Become our stomach, the Cheskas Bodhu. You see, why is the Malach in Rosh here? He wants to explain the expression. Why don't the Gemara say this? Hamaskir Bayis Lachabeirei the Omalei Shehu Bodhu the Nitzo Sheniva. Why don't he say the Cheskas Shehu Bodhu? Let me say, Hamaskir Bayis Lachabeirei the Omalei Shehu Bodhu the Nitzo Sheniva. According to Tesis, it's from Kash. Tesis says that this Abaya is reference to the case where was Maskir, the Yidu Nastam is certainly not the Chesed Bodhu. Nastam is the Chesed Shein Bodhu. So Mele, what does the Gemara mean the Chesed Shein Bodhu? Not that he didn't say anything, but he told him, listen, I already searched the house for him. I already searched. It has no home. So, I should say, on the basis, or I should say, Hamaskir Bayis Lachabeire, the Omalei Hamaskir Seichei, Shabbayis Ubodu, the needs are Sheini Bodu. Why did the Lord use that washing? Hamaskir Bayis Lachabeire, the Cheskashi Bodu. So it's a higher than that washing, not like this, but for the families. There's no red reference to the case of Hamaskir Bayis Lachabeire in the Yudalit in the morning. Let's say like this year, Sunday. So it was Maskir Bayis Lachabeire Sunday morning. And so Mele, it has to do. So he doesn't have to say to him, listen, I already searched the house. Because there was a buying with more before, a master buys a cabin in the valley. So he was a Cheskas Bodhu or not a Cheskas Bodhu. And there was no, the Gemara wasn't explicitly patient about it. But the Ram said before, we discussed it yesterday, that since it's a question of the Rabbanon, because the Rabbis are there, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok was at the very outset disposed to deduce from the Braise that it is the Cheskas Bodhu, so we passed like that, we do. We passed like that. So Mele, that's why the Gemara used the Roshi, Hamaskir Bayis Lachabeire, the Cheskas Bodhu. And doesn't use the washing. A master buys a rare, normally a master is a hair, shall buy it to God, the needs of shame. Because we are dealing with the master with the dollar, so why does he have to tell him? Listen, it was already searched, it was already inspected. In a scam, it means that it was already inspected, it was already searched. If we say that the Masconi in the previous body is, that it is a and if we say that the Masconi in the previous Abaye is that it's not the Cheskas Bodhu, so then the Gemara means Hamas the Baish Chavere normally Shubodhu. But the Gemara doesn't want, you know, to involve itself in that discussion. That already was discussed, it's finished with that. So the Gemara is saying, but according to Tesis, that this Abaya is reference to Maskir Yudhu. So then the Gemara should say, if Hamaskir Bayis Lachabeire, the Omalei Hamaskir Seichei, Hashar Bayis Yudhu. The means of Shein Bodhu. So there's the riot against Tesis. All right. He says, משפחה ניסטם לבוא, ליפוי יחס עושים כניפיים ראוי, מסקפיים גידאו חסקוסיבודי, חסקוסיבודי, כמו סתם וחסקוסיבודי, כל אם אבי חסקוסיבודי, מסוק מדיסטומי, ואם אין חסקוסיבודי, מסוק מדיקומו מפהדי, it was good. And then we found out 2 hours later, we didn't go young, it wasn't even searched. It wasn't even searched. So is it a mechatois? Or it's not a mechatois? We must kill the other mechatois. So, with the concussion, the masculine real, the masculine live day, we cashel the call. The real shaklinon, the tarinon, mitzvahs bio, raman kamye. The maskinon de amasker amri. Fi hoche, goye, ki om amasker le dino in the mitzke. I name de lesa le masker le mote, bi sefer le sagro le bidio. Do amrino le kamon, ani vay sefer le sagro le bidio. I de masker is not the mote, so mele, and the obligation, since the rain, the lease took place, at a place of mourning, so the obligation was how upon the mask here, and whose chometz is that? Also the mask, it's not a chometz. So maybe it doesn't have to be baited. The house over there, why shouldn't he be allowed to move into the house without searching it? No, so we see, it's a raye. The amin only come on, the chemzi shol nochi, eisel and mechitzi gabe yud. So why is it mechitzi gabe yud at all? No, the boy is not there. And some male, why should you make him a tzeh? So that means that even that Mida Rabbonon, you are mechuyev to make it picky. If you are going to stay in the house, even though it's not your homet, even though it's somebody else's homet. So male, in the case where the maskir went out the house to the seichel, early in the morning at a Pesach and then left down, so the Seicher is forced to live in the house. Again, I say, it's not my Chomet, it's the Master's Chomet, why should I worry about it? It's not my responsibility. The answer is, even when somebody has a Goyish Chomet in his house, so now he cannot destroy it. There will be Mazi, the Goyish Chomet, it's not your own boy, but he has to make a Mechitze. He's a Mechitze.
Doesn't fit all the masker or the sofer. Can sofer be mevatel for the masker?
The seicher cannot be mevatel. Yeah. It's not his. He's no buyer. He's no authority to be mevatel. Somebody else's chomet.
So in this case, there won't be any bittel problem.
There won't be any bittel here. But he doesn't. The chaytzi doesn't require bittel because it's not his chomet. But we see even vis-a-vis chetzi shel nochri. He's not either about the oil, he's not the oil in that piece, but in the Rabbonon, he has to remove it somehow. Either remove it or the Koch has made him a chitz. The Chemish Noch is a chitz gavayut, the Chemish Echeim, the Inom Yehada Menachtoiz, the Hoche, Lav Mitzvah Bir Haskin, and we didn't have Shakin with Amino Maskinon, the Lehada Menachtoiz, the Michal and the Linish, the Chiyun and Mitzvah Akilu Brumeini, to the Motza Tovah Yisechel and Maskir, we cannot even demand that the Maskir reimburse my Daphitalei, Shalalei, no the Maskir Klau, the Mitzvah will hook you the Ram Yalei Maskir. The Afro Gavrui, Abde Lekech Yuvah, the Momeni Yalei Klau, Kei Mirali. What he's saying here? In words, that we say, he cannot demand that the Maskir reimburse the Seicher, because the Halacha that Imacha and Masar HaMakdeach hold the Dalet, so our masculine day is not the Cheshmishke in the Halacha. It's not the Halacha in the Nodem HaBeire between Masculine and Seicher. As far as it's an Erechayim in the Halacha. In other words, since when the Chiyuv Dike arose, so then it couldn't be Chal on the Seicher because he was not a tenant of the house as yet. So in Melee it was Chal on the Maskir. But it's it's we're not only mocking the coward, it's not even more Mukhabir the coward. So Mele, if it had been maybe not only Mukhabir the coward, Echishish the coward, is whose vested in the Seychelles that the responsibility of being baby is upon the master. So then you could imagine you rebirth, but it's not the Cheshvish to the Kaalor. It's the normal work of the Kaalor. In other words, the Chachom were Misakin Chimadiki. Upon whom were the Misakin? Upon the master, upon the Seichel. So we say, since the Seichel was not as yet the Seichel of the house, so maybe they were Misakin the master. But it's not the Schus in the Seichel. It's even more than the Kaalor. It's not the Cheshvish to the Kaalor. So this is what Rambam says. Shall know the Masker Klal? The Mitzvah will hold the Rambam in the Masker. The Apple got the Abdi, like the Yubi Momeno, like God. But then you ask, how is it possible? True, it's not the Mitzvah of Chavir and Kaalor. It's not what the Kaalor. But the Mitzvah of Kaalor and Chiyub was how upon the Masker. So why should he sustain monetary laws to do something that was primarily incumbent upon the Masker? So the Ran says, let's say it had been on the Haveritika, so then he would have a good time. I should sustain monetary laws in the way. Because of you, but it's not a non-Khabir Dikawa. So maybe he has no time against him. So the master can tell him, what do you want? I should reimburse you because I'm not such a tzaddik and you are a bigger tzaddik. Okay, so I'm not a tzaddik. You can't get thanks to me because I'm not such a tzaddik. I was not. So I'm not such a tzaddik. So you are a bigger tzaddik. You want to fulfill the mitzvah, go ahead. But why should I pay you? Because you want to be a bigger tzaddik, more be a Shemayim than I, so I should pay you for it. All right. But the Ram Kippur, the Israel campaign says, and the Rambam is a different. On the surface, I mean, I can tell you only what I would say if we didn't have the machlokes. So I would say like Tesvis, and I would say like Rambam. But for the Ram is really can Tesvis and then the Rambam. All right. Nanhosam, Red Meir Meir, Eichlin Kol Chomei. Now, in other words, that according to Red Meir, so the first 5 hours, you can eat Chomei. Now let's say, first, now these hours, now all the Rishayim, and all the Rishayim, and practically all the Poskim, there are a few Poskim, say that it's Zmanis, not Shabbos. So in other words, when the day is longer than 12 hours, then you have to figure it out. But let's say an Equinox day, and Pesach time usually is an Equinox. Right. Usually, more or less, it's more.
60 minutes an hour.
Yeah, that's right. So Mele, according to Mele, in an Equinox, if Erev Pesach is an Equinox day, so Eichlin Kol Chomeis, according to Shtes Agor, that we calculate on the basis of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset, so then it means till 11 o'clock, we can eat chometz according to Rambam. be served in the tchlashish. And when do we have to burn the chametz? Right at filler. Right immediately at filler. At the beginning of the sixth hour. Abdudaymir, and we pass like Abdudaymir. Eichlin kol arba. The bachir in smuta the first 4 hours. So again, in an economics day, till 10 o'clock, you can eat chametz. According to Shit Zagor. The detailing of chametz, but it's muta banoye. Till 11 o'clock, they say a bit Russian, and we pass like a Jew. So the kul almi chametz lishishoy shulim mailo osea. So the machlekes is and the chonavah. Until when can you eat chametz with the rabbah? Whether till 10 o'clock or till 11 o'clock. But as far as the ice is concerned, so everybody agrees that we can, that chometz is osea from chatzil sam. Mishay shoyer, so in my law, chometz is osea. Mie kulam.
12 o'clock?
12 o'clock. 12 standard. The kulam and mie chometz, mishay shoyer, so in my law, osea. We know, but how do we know that? How do we know that? Now, From this Gemara, it appears that after Chatzos, Chometz is also Bachilim the rights. Chometz is also Bachilim the rights. It's not such a good question. Because there is a Machlokes between the Jew and the Roshim. The Judah says that Chometz is also in the rights. Not only on Pesach itself, but in Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, Kedem on Pesach,
so
after Mondays, after Pesach, how to say it. And then, after Pesach, Chomet Shal Yisroel Shal Pesach, the Lord of Rabbi Yudin is also on the rise. He is also on the rise. Reb Shimon says that the love of the rise applying only to Pesach itself, Shidas Yom, and there is Kores, there is Malkes, there is Lav, but Kedma Pesach, or Achara Pesach, even by Chomet Shal Yisroel, there is no love there is. So, Mele, now,
is this so the same Rabbi Yehuda?
What is it?
Is this the same Rabbi Yehuda that I can, in our
mission? Surely it's the same Rabbi Yehuda, or what? On that point, so there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether there is a lab deraisa in achilas chometz, kima pesach and achara pesach, what in achara pesach? Lachara pesach means chometz shall be for lachara pesach. So on that, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a lab deraisa, kima pesach, bein chometz shall be for, bein chometz shall be for. So Lacha Chatzis, there is a lot of Raisa. And according to Rav Shimon, there is no lot of Raisa Kedima Pesach. And then there is another Machlech, which is with Rav Shimon in regard to Lacha HaPesach, Chomet Shal Yisroel. So according to Rav Yudah, there is a lot of Raisa to meet Chomet Shal Yisroel, Shalva or HaPesach. And according to Rav Shimon, there is no love the rice to eat homage on the soil show all of Pesach. Now, the Gemore, that Lamed, says in so many words that the halacha is like Rav Shimon in regard to homage on the soil show all of Pesach. That it's only awesome the Rabbon because of the Knas, he was ate up on the oil. But with the rice, it's not. Now, the Gemore in Eilab, that Mimbod mentions it about. That generally speaking, whenever we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, so the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. There's no idea of nothing. But in respect to the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, insofar chometz l'achar haPesach is concerned, chometz shel tzchol l'achar haPesach is concerned, so there's more impressions of Amet. That the halacha is like a Shimon. Rabshina, the comics of the spoil are not the eyes, but only the abominity of as a class. As a class, the question is, does that mean, since the Gemara says that the halacha is like Rav Shimon in regard to chometz, lachar ha-pesach, not like a budeh, even though the general rule is that whenever there is a machleket between Rav Budeh and Rav Shimon, so the halacha is like a budeh, maybe it applies to the machleket between Rav Budeh and Rav Shimon in regard to chometz, kirim ha-pesach, that also the halacha is like Rav Shimon. So the Raivet and the Ramban both say that not only do we have to like a Shimon in respect to Chometz Lachar HaPesach,